Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ivan Meisner back on the show. You know, folks, I spent about 10 minutes earlier in the hour bragging on Ivan and talking about him being the galactic guru of networking and how hundreds of thousands, maybe tens of millions of people all over the galaxy have learned about professional networking just from Ivan and all the different things he's taught us and how much we've all benefited from him more than any other person on the planet. Nobody, pound for pound or otherwise, has done more for networking than Ivan Meisner, and we're so happy that he's our friend and has been now for more than 19 years. He's our good friend, Ivan Meisner, founder of BNI, Business Network International. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. It's always great being on your show. And I got to tell you, since I moved to Texas, it's way better being on at this hour than Pacific time. When I would get up
when you were in California,
but you never,
you didn't whine much. I'll put it that way. You didn't whine too
much. We may have whined just a little, but I never said no either.
That's right. You never did. I agree. Never did. So Ivan, you say that what's in the way might become the way. What does that mean? What do you mean by that?
Yeah. So it struck me, this concept struck me one day. When I was thinking back about being a young boy in school, I was in elementary school, and I generally received pretty good report cards from my teachers. But there was always one thing, Jim, that was on the report card, handwritten on the bottom, in almost every report card, particularly in elementary school, was, Ivan talks too much in class. It was like on every report card, Ivan talks too much in class. And they even had, they did parent-teacher conferences.
And there was no smiley face beside that either, was there?
No smiley face. And then that teacher would complain to my mother. And my mother, God bless her, she had numerous conversations with me about this, but really to no avail.
You had something to say, didn't you? You had stuff to say.
I did. The problem is it was, making the kid next to me laugh, or I was talking to him about something, and it was disruptive. I get that, but I figured that my mom thought that my grades were pretty good, and that my mom usually liked to pick and choose her battles, so she didn't really push the matter.
Right.
And so I talked, and I talked, and I talked, and I talked, and it kept showing up on my report card. Here's the thing: my teachers felt that it was a problem for me. Mother, not quite so much. And while the teachers really thought it was a roadblock to my learning, I think they may have been wrong. But my teachers saw as a problem, ended up becoming an incredible asset.
Mm-hmm.
I talk a lot. I talk to individuals. I talk to small groups.
You became a storyteller and a teacher.
Yeah.
And the world needs more of those.
Any way you cut it.
The world is better that you're a storyteller and Ivan Meisner is a storyteller and a teacher.
I think so. Yeah. I mean that's
the jury's in on that one, Ivan. That's not that folks. The jury's in on that. That gavel has been dropped.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I get paid to talk. I get paid stupid money to talk to companies and associations and organizations. Because I like to, as you implied, I like to share ideas with people. I like to coach people. And most of all, I like to really inspire people. And in mm-hmm. order to do that, you got to talk. And so over the years, that's where I've learned that what's in the way becomes the way.
Right.
That my talking too much in class was thought of as a roadblock by my teachers. But actually, candidly, at one point, Jim, I kind of was worried as well. Yeah, maybe I'm talking too much. But I'm glad that wasn't drummed out of me.
The process, though, you learned how to come across. See, I talk about this on the show all the time. We have new people on the show. There was a time, Ivan, when I wouldn't let anybody on the show if I didn't talk to them before they were on the show. I had to know that they had to come across before I would let them on the show. Well, then after a while, I quit doing that because we started doing a better job. I actually had help, vetting people, and I quit doing that. But I say sometimes, okay, this next guest is brand new. We haven't talked to them before. They've got the credentials. We think they've got the goods, but we don't know if they've got the come across. We'll find that out in a few minutes. And so my point is, you learned how to come across.
I never thought of it that way, but yeah, you're probably right.
This is the storyteller part. This is the teacher part. Whatever you know that other people need to get out of your head, if you can't come across with it, it's not worth anything. It doesn't help. So you learn how to come across, and as I said earlier, we're the better for it. We come back. I'm going to tell you what was on the bottom of my report card after the break, and you might not be too surprised. Quick break, 22. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.